Nick Williams and the Phillies look for a series win in Miami. They'd have to work overtime on Sunday. We'll pick things up in the fifth inning with the game scoreless and Cesar Hernandez at the plate.
Out toward the alley in left center field. Yelich is coming on. He won't be able to get it. Rounding third, heading for home is Perkins. The throw to the plate is not in time. RBI single and the Phillies strike first.
But he's in a step at the corners against Rojas. 0-2 pitch. And it's in the dirt. Gets behind Alfaro. Here comes the runner from third. He'll score.
We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. Anderson is 1-for-3. Out toward left center field. Here comes Nick Williams. Slides in, makes the grab. And one out here in the 10th inning.
So at third, Hernandez at second. So now Nick Williams.
And a line drive into right field. That'll drop in for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Hernandez. The throw to the plate cut off. They've got Williams caught at second base, but the Phillies have the lead.
Now up to Tomas Delis. Neris ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Hector Neris walks around, a walk and a single. 3-1 Phillies is your final in 12. So the Phillies take 3 out of 4 in South Florida. Adam Morgan gets the win in relief with 3 scoreless frames. And Giancarlo Stanton finishes 0-for-3 with 2 walks. Phillies outfielder Nick Williams finishes 1-for-5 in the game, but that one was huge. It was the eventual game-winning hit in the top of the 12th inning.
You know, it's just been a long day, you know, just in general. And I just went up to the plate, just think, you know, just breathe and just take it one pitch at a time, you know, and not try to do too much. At times, you know, especially as a young guy, you think you need a bigger hit than what you actually need. And I just wanted to see the ball, and I was just thinking, hit it right back at him.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because, you know, I think maybe we forget that it's only been maybe 8 weeks since you've been up here in the big leagues, and this is a game of adjustments. And I know you've made adjustments, the pitchers have, and you're making adjustments again. What adjustments are you making now that that you guys are figuring each other out?
I'm just trying to continue to think, to stay within myself. You know, at times, you know, as they're making adjustments, and you know, at times I'm getting out. Consistently, I go watch video and I'm like, wait, I'm missing good pitches. I just, you know, it's just, I think as far as it just has a mental thing, you know, just stay with what you're capable of, you know, and not try to do too much. At times, I personally think young guys, you know, try to do too much, or me, that is.
that's good self-recognition. That said, you get switched over into center field and you have to make a couple tough plays. Did you realize that when that one ball hit you in the heel and rolled up, you were able to make that catch, the line drive?
Yeah, no.
You didn't even know that.
No. I just, I don't know. You know, when I'm out there, I give it all I got, and I try to take as many hits away as possible, extra base hits. So, you know, just wherever I go, I just go for it.
On Monday, the Phillies begin a series against the Mets in New York. Mark Leiter will make the start in the opener.